marriage is a strange concept. You're agreeing to invest the rest of your life with only one person. But more than that, you're agreeing to marry future versions of your partner. The version that gets lazy, the version who falls out of shape, the version that gets jealous and untrustworthy. What I didn't know is that I was marrying a future version of my wife that was a cyborg. We are in our mid-40s, and our relationship wasn't perfect. We were more roommates than spouses. And late one night, my wife's recent obsession with technology led her to ask an almost impossible question. Honey, what do you think about me adding a couple of processors to my brain? Well, my brain couldn't process that. What do you mean, dear? Well, I've been looking on the internet. That was never a good sign. And these processors can help me give structure and enhance some parts of my brain activity. So what are you hoping this would help? Well, you know I have trouble focusing and sleeping, and this should help with that. So assuming I agreed to this, how does the surgery work? Well, she paused and nervously put a finger in her mouth. My watch beeped to remind me it was 11 p.m. I looked up, and my wife had collapsed onto the floor. I leapt towards my wife, and a note fell out of her hand. I checked her pulse, confirmed her heart was beating, and opened the note. Hi, love. My processors are programmed to put me to sleep at 11 p.m. If I've fallen asleep, would you kindly carry me to bed? I love you. My heart rate leveled off, and I sat pensive on the floor. This was another future version of my wife, and I was unprepared. Once a turn on, she literally turned off. I looked at the ring on my finger and carried my wife to bed. I didn't sleep well that night.